lying on your back on the floor. You can feel that area in the area of your lower back, the part that for most people curves away from the floor. Can you tell if the left side of your lower back is further away from the ground or if the right side is? And maybe you can, maybe you can't, but you pose the question, kind of check it out mentally. Take your mind's eye there to see what you can notice. And then a similar question about your hips. Does one hip feel that it's heavier on the floor? Or maybe you have a sense that there's more of the left hip on the floor than the right, or the other way around. And what about your shoulders? Does your left shoulder feel different than your right? The shoulder or the shoulder blade? If I offer you a prop, you don't have to use it. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody's really comfortable. Now bend your knees and stand your feet, and you don't need to in any way keep your lower back on the floor. So if you've been told that that's something you should do, at least for the next immediate time, please let go of that and allow your nice natural curves to be what they are. And begin to tilt your pelvis so that your lower back goes toward the floor, and then you just let it come back to neutral. So your knees are bent, your feet are, the bottoms of your feet are against the floor, if you can do that comfortably. And then you make a small movement of taking your lower back toward the floor, and then you just let it go. And it can be a really small movement. You cannot make it too small. The smaller is, the more you can notice. So your hips stay on the floor the whole time. Your hips are resting. And you do this small movement, taking your lower back toward the floor. Can I do it for you? Don't do anything. That small. That small. Oh, well, okay. And leave it and rest. So you can rest in any position, and you can rest at any time. So if your attention starts to wander, or you're just done with the movement, then let go and be in a position that you like and rest. And during the resting, you can check in with yourself. So if you have attentional energy left, you can move your attention around to see what you notice in your lower back, in your shoulders, in your hips, your sense of the length of your spine. Now bring your feet back into that same position where the soles of the feet are against the floor. And consider the possibility of feet and knees both about hips width apart, so that for some people it's a habit to have the knees together and the feet apart, or vice versa. So you're just going to check in and see if you can find a comfortable, easy way to balance your knees over your feet, with the knees hips width apart and the feet hips width apart. And then go back to that same movement, taking your lower back a little bit toward the ground, and then letting it go. And notice what your head does.
Could you say that last part again?
Yes. So you're going to take your pelvis and roll it a little bit so that your lower back goes toward the floor, and you're going to notice where your head goes. And maybe you don't notice anything about your head, and that's okay. You do this movement many times, and at least some of those times you do the movement, and then when you come back to neutral, pause and take a breath. Because there's information to be had during that pause when you feel what muscles you're habitually using to do the movement that let go. Now keep doing the movement, and each time your lower back goes toward the floor, if you're not noticing that your head is moving, that's fine. But when you take your lower back toward the floor, also let your head rock a little bit so that your chin comes a little bit away from your chest. So it's almost like you're pressing with your feet upward, and when that little force gets to your head, it rocks your head a little bit. So see if you can get that image of a connection between the large bone of the pelvis where your hips are and your head. And then let go of any intentional movement of your head and do the movement of your hips a few more times, taking your lower back toward the floor. And see if you can feel that there's like a little impulse for your head to move in the way you were moving it intentionally. And let it go and rest. Now, as you rest, take your attention to the bottom of your spine. And gradually bring your attention upward. So as you move from your tailbone, from the bottom of your spine upward, the next part of your spine after the tailbone, as you move upward, is kind of part of your hips, part of your pelvis. The sacrum is, when you look at a skeleton, looks like it might be part of the same bone. So you could think of your pelvis as one of the bones of your spine. And if your tailbone is not an area that's really clear to you, which is very common, you could even think of your pelvis as kind of like the bottom bone of your spine. And most people have pretty clear idea of the curve of their lower back, and if you don't, that's okay. But you feel that if you're not familiar with it, you can slide your hand behind your lower back and feel the curve away. And from that area, moving up your back, moving up your spine, you get to the place where the ribs are connected. And see where you feel the next place is where there's contact with the floor as you move up your spine. It might not be until up towards your shoulder blades. It might be lower than that. And then keep moving your attention upward and see if you can sense the place where your back leaves the floor again, somewhere up toward the base of your neck. The spine curves away from the floor. And we call that area the neck, but of course the spine is the major bony structure that goes through there. And then you make your way with your attention to the top of your spine, which if you were to look at a skeleton on the floor, if you were to stand over a skeleton on the floor and look into the nose holes of the skeleton, that's where you would see the top of the spine. So it's quite high up. And for purposes of movement and thinking about ourselves, you could even think of the head as the top of the spine. You could think of the pelvis, the hips, the hip area as the bottom and the head as the top. So bring your feet back up to standing. And do a few more little movements, just allowing your lower back to relax into the floor, and then let the force go so that the curve comes back, your belly comes a little bit forward. Feel how your head moves or might move. And the back comes to the floor, the chin comes a little bit away from the chest, or could. And now pause for a moment and consider which side of your back feels more comfortable. And it's a simple question, not meant to trip you up. So if there's a side that feels better, that's your side. And if you ask that question and the answer is don't know, or they feel the same, that's fine too. Then you get to just pick a side. So if you have a side that's more comfortable, you're going to start with that side. And if you don't, you just pick a side. Now, the movement is to bring that knee, the knee on the side you're going to be working with, over your chest. But here's how you're going to do it. You're going to tilt your pelvis so that the lower back comes to the floor just the way you've been doing. And you're going to think about using the tilting of the pelvis to bring your knee up over your chest. And then you're going to bring it back down. So you tilt your pelvis to bring the knee towards your chest, and you can let it hang when it gets there. Let your foot relax, and then you bring it back down. And you do this a number of times, getting really clear how the pelvis moves when you bring your knee into the air, and refining your ability to do less with your leg, so that when your leg comes into the air, there's going to be a point where your knee is kind of more or less over your hip, and you might feel, there's a kind of balance there, and my leg doesn't have to work as hard, and my foot can hang, my toes don't have to work. So the bottom of your leg will be hanging down. So the back of the bottom of your leg will be close to your thigh, not held in the air. That's right. And breathing is a good idea. So if you could breathe while you do this, it will be even easier. See what you notice about your head. Does your head want to move when you tilt your pelvis to start the lifting of your knee? That's good. Let it go and rest for a moment. And as you rest, listen to your two sides. See what you notice about any differences. Is there something about the hip on the side you just moved that's different? Or maybe the hip joint? Or maybe not. Just notice what differences there are. Bring your feet back up to standing with your knees bent. And you can use the same leg that you just used, do the same movement, and when you get your knee over your chest, you take a moment and think about relaxing your back on that side. And then bring your leg back down, do it a few times. Your head can move. The bottom of your leg and your foot can hang. Your breathing can be like you're sleeping. And because you're bringing the knee over your chest, you're lengthening your back on that side. So get that sense of length and see if it isn't possible to have the image of the length being relaxing and that side of the back letting go a little. And rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet, and begin to do the movement with the other leg. First, you tilt the pelvis so that the lower back goes toward the floor, and then using that movement, bring your knee up into the air, let it hang, let the foot hang, let the head move. And bring it back down. And when your leg comes up into the air and your knee reaches a point where you can really do the least amount of work, take your attention to your lower back on that side. And let it go too. Intentionally think about letting the back on that side lengthen and relax. And let that all go and let your legs be long. So if you noticed a difference after we did the first side, it would be interesting to see now if the second side has caught up. And we spent much less time on the second side, but the second side often comes along really quickly because it's all connected. And when you're working with the first side, the second side is also getting the information. And it might not just be in your hips or your back. You might feel a difference in your shoulders or your face. Bring both of your feet up to standing again. And now you're going to do the same movement, but alternate from foot to foot. And each time you bring a foot down onto the mat, make sure that you stop there for a moment before you start with the other leg. So you're going to lift one leg up by tilting the pelvis so that the lower back comes to the floor, and then slowly bring it back down and make sure that you reach neutral when your foot comes to the floor, and then you can use the foot that was just in the air to push a little bit and tilt the pelvis to bring the other one up. And when your leg is in the air, the bottom of your leg just hangs and your foot hangs, your ankle doesn't have to work. It's funny, it's like sometimes our ankles it's like we have a habit of, if my leg is going to be in the air, I must be getting ready to walk, so my ankle is going to flex. And as you do this alternating one leg and the other, is there a way that you could soften through your chest, through your ribs? So that the muscles along your back, all the way up to your head, are well organized, and you can feel that little impulse of your head to respond to the movement of your pelvis. And let it go and take a rest. See what you notice about the contact of your back with the floor and the size of the space behind your lower back. And if you have a prop under your head, please keep checking in to see if you need it. Your head will rock easier if your head is in line with the rest of your spine. And what tends to happen is you do a few of these movements and all the muscles start organizing better, and suddenly you don't need the prop so much anymore. So check in with that. Now bend your knees and stand your feet. And see which side feels more comfortable now. And take the more, so you're going to tilt your pelvis to bring your lower back toward the floor, and then take the more comfortable knee up over your chest as you have been doing. And let the leg hang and the foot hang. And then leave it there in a comfortable place and take the hand on that side and begin down near the mat by the place where your buttock touches the floor, and take your hand up the back of your thigh and then down the front of your thigh. So you're just kind of stroking the muscles of the upper leg. You go from the mat, up the buttock, up toward the knee, and at some point there won't be any more thigh there that you can get to, and then you come to the front, and you go down the front of the thigh. Just easily exploring with your fingertips and the whole flat of your hand. So just the upper part of the leg, the back of the thigh and the front of the thigh. And slowly let that go and bring your foot back down to the floor. Let both of your legs be long for a moment if you can do that comfortably. And then bring your feet back up to standing. And beginning with the tilting of your pelvis so that your lower back comes toward the ground, bring the other knee up over your chest. Find a nice place to leave it with the lower leg, that's right, hanging, and the ankle without work. And then take your hand on that side and do the same thing, beginning at the mat, coming up the back of the upper leg, and coming down the front of the upper leg. And whenever you're done with that, let it go, lengthen your legs, and check in with yourself to see what's changed.